No comment from Silicon Valley's former superstar outside of the San Jose courtroom.
Any comments, Elizabeth?
Lines of people waiting to catch a glimpse of Elizabeth Holmes, including some self-proclaimed fans. Law 360 reporter Dorothy Atkins tweeting out this photo with a trio of women decked out in black business suits and turtlenecks. Holmes's signature look. U.S. criminal investigators say the former Silicon Valley superstar is really a fraud through and through. From the way she spoke,
it's our actions that will determine this new stereotype.
To the claims of becoming the first female self-made billionaire, her promises to revolutionize medicine with her startup, Theranos, ended with a scandalous collapse of a company once valued at $9 billion. But Holmes's defense team says she did nothing wrong, and the technology just failed, which isn't a crime. Holmes has pleaded not guilty to 10 counts of wire fraud and 2 counts of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Ken Aletta interviewed Holmes for a 2014 profile in The New Yorker. He says she seemed to believe that her tech was revolutionary.
I thought she was a zealot, meaning I thought she was a real true believer who thought her finger prick system that Theranos was creating would work.
Still, Aletta says that Holmes was unable to explain how her test worked.
I asked her 6 different times, describe what happens when the 2 drops of blood in a nanotainer go into this this vessel you have that does an analysis of a person's blood. 6 different times, she gave me this very convoluted answer that made no sense.
According to recently unsealed court documents, the defense will likely include claims that Holmes was abused and controlled by her former boyfriend, Ramesh Sunny Balwani, who served as an executive at Theranos starting in 2009. He disputes the allegations. Federal prosecutors allege Holmes intended to mislead patients and investors about her startup's technology. She faces charges for defrauding them both. The government expected to introduce evidence of Holmes's lavish living, which included frequent stays at high-end hotels and trips on private jets. A stunning reversal from superstar to alleged super swindler. And if she is convicted, she could face up to 20 years in prison. The trial is expected to last for up to 3 months. Marnie, we're going to keep a close eye on all of this.
Wow, if that's what day one brought,
I know.
Day two have in store. All right, Felicia, thank you.